mother had abandoned her and her sister when they were 4 and 5.
After family stepped in to raise family,
I received $270 from her father and then the same from her mother.
An ungrateful teen wants a refund.
When she first became guardian of me, she had said that they were financially secure.
So she bought all of the things that a young teenager needs. What do you think should happen with that money?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
19-year-old Jacqueline Barbosa is suing her cousin and former guardian, Jennifer Judd, for withdrawing money from her bank account without her permission.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 169, Your Honor, in the matter of Barbosa versus Judd.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pardes has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Barbosa, the defendant is your cousin and was for a period of time your legal guardian.
Correct.
And is your claim that she took money that was actually yours.
Correct.
And now that you've turned 18, you want that money back. When did Ms. Judd become your guardian?
It was the summer after my freshman year. So I was going into sophomore year. I was living with her.
So you were 15?
Yes, about 15.
How long had you been living with her before?
For the summer. It was for the summer before my sophomore year. Things weren't working out living with my dad. I didn't talk to my mom.
Her mother had abandoned her and her sister when they were 4 and 5. So she had lived with her father. It wasn't a good situation. Her father wasn't always the nicest. So my husband and I asked if we could take her. So her dad signed off on guardianship in September of 2007, and we were granted guardianship.
So far, does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah. You were getting some sort of assistance in the form of Social Security payments. Why?
Because my mom was disabled in the military. She got hurt in the military, and so me and my sister both, we were getting Social Security and disability from my mom.
Put your hand down. What was the check that you were receiving?
It varied. Sometimes it was between...
No, it doesn't vary a lot.
It was, she received one lump sum of $2,118 on June 27, 2009. It was a lump sum going back from March of 2008. She then would receive $146 on the fourth Wednesday of every month, proceeding until she turned 18.
So $146 a month.
Correct.
When you became her legal guardian, Ms. Judd, did you get any other assistance other than these checks for foster care or anything else?
Yes.
From whom?
From both her father and her mother, up until the point that the mother went on disability.
So you got support from them?
Child support, correct.
Child support, but not from the state?
Correct.
How much did you receive from her father and her mother?
I received $270 from her father, with $10 of that going to uninsured medical expenses, and the same...
Per month?
Per month, and then the same from her mother.
Your Honor?
What?
I actually have proof that when she first became guardian of me, she had said that they were financially secure. They both had 3 to 4 jobs.
And?
And she raised the child support. My mom was paying $396, and my dad was paying $331.50, I believe.
And?
That's about $700
in child
support a month.
So, how much do you think you spent?
I don't think that I spent that much a month.
Oh, what, are you kidding me? Did you work in high school?
Yes.
No.
Where did you work in high school? For whom? How many hours, and what did you earn?
Okay, I worked at a place called River's Edge in Dundee. It was a pizzeria. I worked there from October 2009, I think, till June 2010.
So she was fired.
Just a second. Shh. How many hours did you work?
I'm going to guess about 20 hours a week.
A week?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And when you worked, you got paid in check or cash?
I got a check.
And what did you do with the check?
I took it to the bank and deposited it.
You took it to the bank and you deposited in which account?
The conjoined account.
Do you know how much you accumulated from your work in that account?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me just ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
You just have to understand, your father and mother are supposed to support you. And if you think that $300 a month is a lot of money to support a teenager, you are mistaken. You do understand that,
yeah.
Aside from the fact that there is a certain amount of effort that is expended in taking care of a teenager, worrying whether they're out at night, worrying with what time they're going to get back, worrying where they are, having to go to a school, having to go take you to a medical treatment, having to take you to a dental treatment. I mean, your father and mother didn't do that, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
So your cousin did that for you. Now, did you graduate from high school?
I did.
Great. You sound like a very intelligent lady. Did you go to the prom?
I did.
How much did it cost you to go to the prom?
I was living with them when I went to prom.
With whom?
The LaForests.
The LaForce?
Well, it was my boyfriend at the time and his mother.
Oh, great.
That's who she left.
Shh. Genius. So you left this house to go to live with the boyfriend and his mother?
Correct. Oh. They're under certain circumstances, though. It wasn't just me getting up and leaving.
I don't care what the circumstances are. It's very ridiculous. Because, you see the boyfriend?
Well, he's my ex now. He was my boyfriend at the time.
Got what I mean?
Yeah.
Get where I'm going? Okay. Now, when you went to the prom, where did you get the money from to go to the prom?
Suzanne LaForest.
They gave you the money?
Yes.
The money that you spent on graduation, I'm just trying to understand.
Okay.
None of it came from the defendant?
Correct. None of it came from the defendant.
Okay. How much was left in your joint account when you turned 18?
None.
Okay. Now, Ms. Judd, let me explain my position to you. The $146 per month that the plaintiff was receiving and put in the account, and if you were using that for expenses for her, that is totally and completely reasonable. I want you to understand that. That money wasn't intended for you as a gift, that $146 a month that you got from Social Security. That was to be used for your expenses. We don't make a gift to somebody because their parent is disabled. What we say is if you're disabled and can't provide for your children, for some reason you have a certain work history, we will help you provide for your minor children. And you were a minor child, so that $146 a month was rightfully spent by Ms. Judd because she put a roof over your head, she paid the gas, electric, cable, telephone, she bought clothes, she bought toothpaste, she bought hair products, she bought all of the things that a young teenager needs. Shoes and socks and sneakers at $100 a pair and all those other things. Went to the movies, I'm sure you went to a movie or two. You ate out occasionally with them as a family. You didn't pay for your own meal when you went out. They didn't say,
no.
Well, there are three of us, yours is a third, you have to pay a third, right?
We went to Scotland. She went to American Idol to try out. We went to Arizona quite a few times for vacation. She went a lot of places.
Hmm? You went to Scotland?
Yeah, I took her to Scotland.
We had family that lived there. My grandmother had passed away, and we were supposed to...
I don't care what the reason is. Who bought the ticket?
My cousin did.
She bought the ticket for you.
For the family.
No. Your ticket. I mean, you didn't go on somebody's back. You went by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let you understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
It doesn't sound to me as if somebody was taking advantage of you financially. And I know that you think that may be. The only amount of money that I'm curious about is this $2,118. And that was a lump sum that was received when?
June
of 09.
June of 09, correct.
And you came to live with your cousin in September of 07?
Yes.
So that $2,118 actually was for a period of time when you were living with her?
Yes.
Now, what do you think should happen with that money? I'm just curious. What do you think should happen with that money?
Well, the money that was in the bank account from Social Security and my work was money, at least the work money was my money that I had earned.
Just a second. I buy that. Let's say the money that you put in your account, your work money, was your money, not the Social Security money, was your money. Did you keep a check on how much that was?
No, Your Honor, I had tried to go to the bank, but because my cousin had closed the account, it was very hard for me to access the account, the money, like my bank deposits.
The account was never closed.
Just a second. I need to see how much that money was, Ms. Barbosa. The money you deposited in your account from working.
Ma'am, I could not get those. I tried.
Listen to me. I believe you're entitled to the money that you deposited in that account from your work. Because I don't believe you had an agreement, and you couldn't have had an agreement because you were a minor, with the defendant that you were going to subsidize your own living by working at a pizza parlor. So if you earned money and put it in this account, I believe that that's money that you should have. not the Social Security money, but that money. So if you look at bank statements, can you figure out how much you deposited there from your work? And if you can, I'll let you go outside and do that, because I certainly don't plan to go through those papers myself.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yep.
Great.
As I excuse, this case will be recalled.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you're being responsible like a grown-up and you're coming to court, you have to prepare for your case.
Your Honor,
you
I tried.
I don't care if you tried. Trying doesn't help me.
And later today.
You know what happens? When people get nervous, some people, they get a red rash over here. So let's start again.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Recall from earlier today, Jacqueline Barbosa says her cousin and former guardian, Jennifer Judd, took money from her bank account without her permission.
Requires a reminder that you're still under oath.
All right, were you able to reconstruct, Ms. Barbosa, how much money you put into the account from your work?
Your Honor, I came up with an estimate. I cannot get those statements because my cousin had closed the account. I tried, but because the account was closed.
Just a sec. I don't know if it was closed or not.
I have proof that it was closed. The day that it was closed, who closed it out, I have proof right here, the amount, everything.
How do you come up with an estimate of how much you...
For how many hours, I figured out the estimate from how many hours I worked.
And did you figure out how much money you withdrew from the account?
Approximately, I'll say $40 a week for gas, for insurance. I paid insurance every month, $15 a month for insurance. Movies, if I wanted to go for movies.
Well, if Ms. Judd agrees to those figures, then we'll have the resolution of this case. But courts don't rely on your estimates.
I have the figures if you'd like them. And I need to clarify on amounts that she already received money from me, because she already received $669.69 that was paid back to her.
Okay.
So the total amount that she deposited into the account was $857.
Okay.
Okay?
Now withdrawal. Just a second. I'm just curious, what is your estimate of how much you deposited in the account? Because she says she has that down, and it's a pretty rigid number, 857. It's not 600, it's not 900, it's 857. So I'm just curious about what your estimate is.
My estimate's going to be about 2,400.
Oh, well, we're not going to come together. We're not going to come together. I don't think I can help you.
Okay, well, like I said, the day that she closed the account, I had $1,979.60.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you didn't have it.
The only reason why I got the account when I was 15 is because I needed to put my money in a safe place.
No, what money are you talking about? Are you talking about your Social Security money?
Ma'am, when I first moved
in. Are you talking about your Social Security money?
The Social Security did go in there, but so did...
Ms. Barbosa, I can't help you. I just explained to you. The money that you got from Social Security was money that was supposed to be paid to the people who were taking care of you. That would be her. It's not your money.
Okay.
Gas.
Child support.
Electric. And child support, too. And the child support,
okay,
too.
Ma'am, I also worked. I babysat. The agreement was when I first moved... Ma'am.
Ms. Barbosa, if you had the figures of how much you earned at your job, not your estimate... It would have been very easy to get. This is your case. You're 18 years old. If you're being responsible like a grown-up and you're coming to court, you have to prepare for your case. If you worked for an establishment, the establishment will have what they paid you.
Your Honor, I tried.
I don't care if you tried. Trying doesn't help me.
I did call. I called my...
I don't care. If that doesn't help me. Your 1099s from your work would help me. What you paid in taxes.
But I didn't fill out my...
Help me.
I didn't
you
fill out...
You can get those.
I tried.
Ms. Barbosa, right now, this case is trying for me. I can't help you. You have no proof. You have no evidence. And you keep saying, I tried, I called, I had, but I couldn't. That doesn't help me.
The evidence that I have is the amount that was taken out of the account. We didn't even have an agreement. I tried to talk to her,
Barbosa,
to reach an agreement.
I can't help you. I said to you, the only money that legitimately belongs to you is the money you earned.
But what about the 3 months that I was not living under her care when I moved out?
Goodbye, Ms. Barbosa.
I excuse you. May step out.
Really, it wasn't about the money. It was just an unfair. It wasn't decided that the money that I had earned to be taken out of my account.
The money we used for daily expenses, for everything, clothing, everything that she needed.
She did it out of spite.
There was a big altercation. The police were called.
It was a big... disagreement.
I think she's just an angry person in general, and I'm the easiest target for her.
She's gonna get what's coming to her, that's all I can say.
I'm sorry that she's ungrateful about what she received from us.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Watson versus Kennedy. Step forward.
Damon Watson is suing his cousin, Marcy Kennedy, for illegally repossessing his truck and for lost wages.
Mr. Watson, it is your claim that you purchased a truck from Miss Kennedy. You made payments on the truck. You finished paying for the truck, and then she took the truck back. Miss Kennedy said that you did not fully pay for the truck pursuant to the agreement. I have a couple of questions for you, Miss Kennedy. Where's your boyfriend?
I'm no longer with him.
Where was he when you decided to sell the truck to the plaintiff?
He was back east working, but the truck was in my name.
He was back east working,
yes.
On what?
On, he was working in a drilling company. Mm-hmm. I have purchased the truck. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know what happens when people get nervous? Some people, they get a red rash over here. So let's start again.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I am assuming that the boyfriend was instrumental in getting the truck back.
Correct.
Why did you take the truck back?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Damon Watson claims his cousin, Marcy Kennedy, illegally repossessed his truck. Marcy says she took the vehicle because her boyfriend needed it for work.
Now, you purchased the truck for the boyfriend?
Yes.
When did you purchase the truck for the boyfriend?
Beginning of 2010, April.
Why didn't he purchase his own truck?
Because I had the money to purchase it, so he could
work. Didn't have money?
No.
So you purchased the truck for him. And
yes.
When did he leave to go back east to work?
In April.
When did he come back?
Not till the end of the year, November.
November of 2010.
Correct.
You don't have to go up with the end of your voice. He came back in November 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning, middle, or end of November?
Around Thanksgiving.
How long did he stay?
He's still in California.
How long did he stay with you?
We broke up in March of this year.
Now, when did you purchase the truck from Miss Kennedy?
August of 2010.
And when did the boyfriend say he wanted the truck back?
He started threatening me from the end of January 2011.
And when did you finally give him the truck back?
The end of February 2011.
Do you have the truck now?
No, I do not have it in my possession.
Who has the truck in their possession?
Nobody. It got impounded.
When?
In April, I believe.
Who was driving it?
He was.
So the boyfriend took the truck when he left?
Yes.
How much did you pay her for the truck?
$500, Your Honor.
Did you receive $500 in cash from the plaintiff?
In money orders, yes, Your Honor.
How much did you pay for the truck when you purchased it?
$1,200.
How long did you have the truck, Mr. Watson?
From August 2010 to February 2011. I gave Marcy the last money order on February 23rd.
And the truck was returned on March the 3rd, 2011.
Now you tell me why the truck was returned, and I am assuming for the purposes of this case that the boyfriend was instrumental in getting the truck back for himself.
Correct. Yes.
Why did you take the truck back?
Because he needed it for work purposes, and I never received the payment in full from Mr. Watson.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Ms. Kennedy.
Yes.
When was Mr. Watson supposed to have made the final payment?
There's a discrepancy between my and his way of the final payment. The agreement was $1,000, Your Honor. And he said, well, I will pay $500 plus I put all this other money into it. But the agreement was as is.
When did he make his last $50 money order payment?
At the end of February, like he had stated.
At the end of February?
Yes.
And then you took the truck back March 3rd?
Correct.
He gets his money back. Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $500. Mr. Watson, if you invested any other money in this truck and fixing it up, sir, you drove it for 6 months?
Correct, Your Honor, but I...
That's all. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $500.
I desire excuse you. May step out. Leave your paperwork here, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I tried to help him out and give him a vehicle so he could go to work, and he just basically just turned into a bad situation, so I won't do it again.
I didn't have a vehicle to go to work. She took the car. I haven't had a vehicle since February 2011.
We just wanted the money or the truck back.
The boyfriend called me on the phone saying he's going to come get the truck from me and beat me up.
He wasn't going to give us either one of them.
I don't want to draw my life just to get the truck back. It's not worth it. I don't need the kind of stuff in my life.
We haven't talked since.
You pick a boyfriend over your own cousin you grew up with your whole life.
Hopefully we can at least speak again.
Maybe we can talk again, but I'm not going to make any. After all, let her come in.
Not helping any family members out with anything.
Don't deal with family members anymore, and make sure you have stuff in writing.